really important to use evidence-based practices and mathematics so that we are not wasting the time of students. We need to be very efficient with the instruction that we provide to students. And that's not only true for students with learning difficulties, but that's true for every student in the mathematics classroom. We only have 180 days in a school year with these students. Many times it's less when we put in field trips and absences and things like that. And there's a lot of mathematics that needs to be taught in any school year. So the importance of evidence-based practices is to get right at the heart of how to teach mathematics and how students learn mathematics. And we also have to rely on the research over the last 10, 20, 30 years. It's nice to try out new things, but we're not always sure if those are working, and we don't want to waste teachers' time, and we don't want to waste students' time. There are quite a few resources out there that help us identify evidence-based practices. We can go to the original sources, which would be research journals or practitioner journals, but most people don't access those because they're long and hard reads. So there's some really good websites that we can use that synthesize evidence-based practices in mathematics. Once you choose an evidence-based program or an evidence-based strategy to implement, we need to make sure that the teacher or you implement it as it was designed. And usually in the research world, we say that you need to be implementing about 90% of the parts or components of an intervention to be implementing that intervention with fidelity. If you don't implement it in such a way, then you can't really expect the same results that came from the original research study or the original research studies. There are always going to be a few students that are what we call non-responders to a specific intervention or a specific strategy. And that's okay. Then we have to fine-tune what we're doing or go a different direction and find what works for those students. We need to think of students as individuals, and what works for most may not work for one. And then we have to figure out what works for that one student. The nice thing about evidence-based practices is that we know that they do work for most, so it's a really good starting point